Just one quick halakha. If a person did not pray Arvit on Leil Rosh Chodesh, he forgot to pray Arvit. So the law is he has to pray Shacharit Shtayim. That means the next morning on Rosh Chodesh, he prays two Shacharits, and the halakha says, he says Ya'alev Yavo, of course, in both Amidot. The question is, since in the morning there's Musaf, what is more proper for him to do? Is it more proper for him to pray Shacharit and then make up the Arbit and then pray Musaf, or to pray in order, meaning pray Shacharit, pray Musaf to keep them in order, and then after Musaf make up the Tefillat Arbit? There's two shitot on this. In Sefer Ned Letzion and Daf Kufayin, he writes, Lo et palel Arbit kelal Mashlim the Mahar Shacharit Shetayim V'nir'eh Shiyagdim Musaf Techila V'argach Yoma Tashlume Arbit. He brings down from the Kafah Hayim. The Kafah Hayim says in the Halakha that, and Ben Ish Chai as well, in Parashat Mishpatim, Shana Rishona, Halakha Tetzayin, that if a person forgot Shacharit Musaf, and now he wants to pray Mincha Shtayim, so first he should pray, he says, the Ben Ish Chai, Hashokher Shacharit Musaf. He didn't pray Shacharit and Musaf. Mitpalil B'Sa'olayim Mincha. So he's going to pray now Mincha Shtayim. So he says, pray Mincha V'Argach Musaf V'Argach Shacharit. So again, in that case, it's the same scenario. Let him pray Mincha, because he has to pray Mincha. Let him pray Musaf, because Musaf already is the Tadir, or still the time before sunset, and then let him go back to the makeup of Shacharit. So he writes in Nilitzion, the same minyan over here. Let him follow the order of Shacharit, Musaf, and then let him make up the Tefillah. Of course, if he did the other way, if he prayed Shacharit and Tefillat Arbit, Tashlumin, and then he prayed Musaf, of course he's Yotzeh. We're just discussing what's the best order. So again, according to him, the best order would be, you missed Arbit, pray Shacharit, anybody you're praying, pray Musaf, and then go back and finish up the Arbit.